Electrical Disconnect, WIP, and Circuit Basics by Code Section. The Electrical Code Basics for HVAC Equipment, the Within Sight Disconnect, the WIP, and how the nameplates MCA and MOCP set your wire and breaker sizes, cited by NEC article only, explained in plain language, from the Launch My HVAC Knowledge Base. What it is, every piece of powered HVAC equipment needs a way to be shut off safely for service, and needs to be wired with the right conductor and overcurrent protection. The code answers three everyday questions: where's the disconnect, how's it connected the WIP, and what size wire and breaker does this unit take? The nameplate hands you the last one directly. You just have to read it right. Cite the NEC article. Don't reproduce its tables. How it works: the disconnect exists so a tech or a first responder can kill power to the unit from right where they're standing, without trusting that someone hasn't re-energized a breaker in another room. That's the within sight idea. The disconnecting means has to be readable and reachable at the equipment. The WIP is the short, often flexible, conductor assembly that runs from the disconnect to the unit. Using a listed WIP keeps the connection rated for the location outdoors, sunlight, wet. Conductor and overcurrent sizing for HVAC is special, because motors draw a big inrush at startup. So instead of sizing wire to the running amps like a resistive load, the manufacturer does the motor math for you and stamps two numbers on the nameplate: the minimum circuit ampacity MCA, which tells you the smallest conductor the circuit can use, and the maximum overcurrent protection MOCP, which tells you the largest breaker or fuse you're allowed to protect it with. You size the wire to meet or exceed the MCA and pick a breaker no larger than the MOCP. In the field, the governing reference is the NEC NFBA 70, and the KIA article for our equipment is NEC Article 440, Air Conditioning and Refrigerating Equipment covers disconnecting means, the within sight rule, conductor sizing for hermetic motor equipment, and overcurrent protection specific to AC/refrigeration. NEC Article 424, Fixed Electric Space Heating Electric Furnace and Heat Pump Auxiliary Heat Strips. NEC Article 250, Grounding and Bonding. General Motor Rules in NEC Article 430 back up the AC-specific rules in 440. Practical points. Put a disconnecting means within sight of the equipment. Within sight has a specific meaning: visible and within a defined distance of the unit. A pull-out or switch on the wall next to the condenser satisfies it. A breaker in a panel in the garage usually does not, by itself. Use a listed WIP rated for the location. Outdoor connections need conductors and connectors rated for sun and wet locations. Match the WIP's ampacity to the circuit. Read the nameplate and size to MCA/MOCP. Size the conductor so its ampacity is at least the MCA. Pick a breaker/fuse no larger than the MOCP, and note the nameplate may say maximum fuse or hacker breaker, which tells you the device type allowed. Match the existing breaker to the new unit. When you change out a condenser, don't assume the old breaker is right. Recheck the new nameplates MCA/MOCP and correct the breaker and slash or wire if they don't match. Ground and bond the equipment. Per Article 250, the unit gets an equipment grounding conductor. Confirm it's landed and tight. Confirm working clearance and access. The disconnect and equipment need to be accessible to service. Don't bury the disconnect behind the unit or block it. Normal values and targets. The method, not a code table. MCA equals the floor for conductor ampacity. Pick wire whose ampacity at least MCA. Example shape: a unit with a 24.5 amps MCA needs conductors rated at least 24.5 amps, so a 10 AWG copper conductor at the typical 30 amps reading works. Verify against conditions in the table. MOCP equals the ceiling for the breaker slash fuse. Pick a device no more than MOCP. Example shape: MOCP of 40 amps means a 40 amps breaker is the largest allowed. A 45 amps is not. Within sight equals visible and not more than about 50 feet from the equipment per the NEC's definition of in sight. From control circuit, 24 volts nominal, separate from the line voltage sizing above. Line voltage, residential about 240 volts nominal, real world about 208 to 253 volts depending on supply. Always confirm the actual ampacity from the NEC conductor tables for the wire type, temperature reading, and install conditions. Don't rely on a memorized 10 gauge equals 30 amps without checking the conditions. Common faults and what they mean. No disconnect at the outdoor unit, just a breaker indoors. Doesn't meet the within sight requirement. Add a proper disconnect. Breaker larger than the nameplate MOCP. Overprotected circuit. Code violation and a hazard. Correct the breaker to no more than MOCP. Wire smaller than the MCA requires. Undersized conductor that can overheat. Upsize to meet MCA. Old breaker left in place after a condenser changeout. New nameplate may demand different protection. Re-verify MCA/mock battery changeout. No equipment ground landed. Bonding/grounding deficiency article 250. Land and tighten the EGC. Tech tips and gotchas. The nameplate does the hard math for you. Use it. Techs get tangled trying to size HVAC circuits off running amps like a water heater. Don't. The manufacturer already accounted for motor inrush and stamp the MCA and MOCP. Wire at least MCA. Breaker no more than MOCP. Done. On a changeout, the old breaker is a guess until you check the new plate. A bigger or different efficiency unit can change the required protection. Rereading the nameplate takes 10 seconds and keeps you legal and safe. Within sight is a real, enforceable distance, not a vibe. If you can't see the disconnecting means from the equipment, or it's beyond the code distance, it doesn't count. Even if it's close, install a local disconnect. Use a listed, location-rated whip. A piece of indoor cable hanging off an outdoor condenser isn't acceptable. Outdoor connections need sun and wet-rated conductors and proper connectors. Don't forget the grounding conductor. It's easy to land power and skip confirming the equipment ground is solid, but that's the path that protects against a fault energizing the cabinet. Safety/code notes. Primary citations. AC/refrigeration equipment. NEC Article 440 Disconnecting Means, Within Sight Rule, MCA/MOCP, Fixed Electric Heat Electric Furnace, Heat Pump AUX Strips, NEC Article 424, Grounding/Bonding, NEC Article 250, General Motor Backup, NEC Article 430, Indiana adopts the NEC for electrical work, size conductors to meet or exceed MCA and over current protection to not exceed MOCP, per the nameplate. Provide a disconnecting means within sight of the equipment and make it accessible. Lock out and prove the circuit dead with a verified meter before working. Discharge capacitors. This article cites articles only. Verify exact ampacities and distances against the adopted NEC edition and the install conditions.